Earlier this week, AM examined the rise in household debt, which is seeing more West Australians default on their home loans. It's happening against a backdrop of stagnant wages and rising underemployment, and consumers are feeling pretty pessimistic. The latest consumer sentiment survey out this week found it's dropped to a two-year low. As well as cutting personal income taxes, the federal government's pushing ahead with infrastructure projects to get the economy moving. But some on the outer suburban fringes of Australia's biggest city are yet to be convinced they'll get the financial uplift they desperately want. Gavin Coote reports.
How are you? Looking at you.
Good, thanks. Can I please get a pie and I'll get a medium cappuccino, thanks.
The Appin Bakery is an important pit stop for locals like Craig Sheehan on their way to work in the city.
I'm working at Port Botany currently, so looking at if I'm on a day shift, I'll be leaving home at 4:30. Lucky if I'm home by 10 past 7 at night, so everything is sort of dependent on the road.
The road he's talking about is Appin Road, a single-lane corridor that funnels thousands of commuters from Appin and the Illawarra region further south into Sydney. Built on farming and coal mining, Appin's part of Wallandilly Shire, a growth area set to triple in population over the next 30 years. Already, more than 65% of locals drive out of the area for work. And with the demise of local industry, Craig Sheehan sees this trend worsening.
We seem to be doing the heavy lifting when it comes to housing supply, but the services around it to allow people options to commute.
David Camilleri employs 20 people at the local bakery. It's one of the few employment options for locals, and his business is heavily reliant on commuters. Accidents are all too frequent on the local roads. A truck crash just south of Appin has closed the road for the week.
I start serving at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning because my customers going into the city are trying to beat the rat race. As soon as there's a car accident, everything just stops. Even now with Broughton Pass closed, today is a bit of a flop.
But it's not just the flow of traffic that he's worried about. Many are reluctant to splash out during their morning commute.
I know a lot of coal miners and truck drivers come in, they'll get their coffees, their pies, their cakes and drinks. Now they're just getting a coffee and lucky a pie, and that's it. So, yeah, everyone's feeling the pinch, and we feel it as well, because if they're not spending, we're not making, and, yeah, I've got to reduce.
This dip in confidence is despite the Reserve Bank's interest rate cuts and the federal government's tax package. These measures don't fill David Camilleri with much hope.
I am a homeowner. Interest rates are dropping. It's actually scary because the banks are putting more pressure on me that my house is worth less now. But then on the other hand, being a business owner, people don't have money because there's less work.
Oh, no!
One business that's booming in Appin is childcare. Lauren Eid Centre is a crucial stop-off for dozens of parents heading to Sydney for work. But she also heads up the local Chamber of Commerce and says business owners aren't holding their breath for a sudden lift in spending.
As far as income tax, I think people are trying to cover themselves and their own expenses, power, mortgages, all those things.
Nikki Hutley from Deloitte Access Economics says with clogged roads and limited public transport, people in Australia's outer suburban areas are right to question what financial relief they'll actually gain.
Yeah, they tend to earn lower salaries. They tend to have lower rates of employment, higher unemployment. And that's not something that you can fix overnight, but it's certainly something you need to have a plan for.
And that's economist Nikki Hutley ending Gavin Coote's report.